Remember, locked in, locked on to the original Radio Cardiff, 98.7.
And now on Radio Cardiff, it's time to catch up on what's been going on this week in the Omnibus edition of Sophia Square.
Previously on Sophia Square.
Smells like petrol.
Well, Alan must have been fixing his car or something. I'll put that one over there with the other boxes we're taking to Mary's.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
I don't think you realise who you're dealing with. I said I'll have your wallet.
Whoa, what's going on? Hey, get off him!
It's bleeding pretty badly, but it looks a lot worse than it is.
No. Blood on the floor is everywhere. No!
Reese?
Is it yours?
Yeah, because that sounds like me, doesn't it? Taking a pregnancy test and confiding in you about it.
Well, is it positive?
Yeah.
So, Summer...
What are we going to do?
Who's this stuff? Look, he's creeping in after you and sets the fire.
Look, guys, I think I know who that is.
What the? What's going on?
Mr. West, come to the door. This is the police.
The police?
Mr. West, this is the police.
Okay, don't panic. Don't panic. Stay calm. I'm coming. Get a grip. Calm down. What are you doing banging down my door at this time of the morning?
Mr. Alan West?
Yes?
We need you to come down to the police station. We'd like you to answer some questions.
And if I don't?
Then we'll arrest you.
What's all this noise? Do you know what time it is?
We're just talking to Mr. West. Please go back inside.
Alan, are you okay? What's going on?
Kwame, it's okay. They just want to ask me some questions.
What about?
Sir, this is really a private matter. Please go back inside.
No, I won't. I want to make sure my friend's okay.
It's okay, mate. It won't be long. I'll come and find you later.
Mr. West, we need you to go down to the station now.
Right, that's the meat seasoning. I'll leave the rest for Alice when he gets here. Morning, Kwame.
Morning, Marilyn. Any news from Dill?
His mother's still no better, sadly. He'll be staying in Jamaica for a bit longer yet.
Sorry to hear that. Are you managing?
Yeah, just about. The kids have been brilliant. And Alice, he's been covering some of the shifts, which has been a massive help. But it's hard to explain to Levi, though. He doesn't really understand why Dell isn't here. He's only met his grandmother like a couple of times.
Marilyn, I actually come round to talk to you about something.
Well, let's go through to the cafe then. I'll make you a cup of tea.
I think we should stay out at the back. It's serious.
Oh, sounds serious. What's the matter?
Alan was taken away by the police for questioning this morning. They were banging on his door in the early hours.
Oh, right.
You don't sound very surprised.
I'm not. I called the police.
Why did he do that?
The tape, Kwame. You've seen it. It's him, clear as day.
That tape Levi made?
It clearly shows Alice and Josh leaving before the fire, and Alan creeping in, setting the place alight.
You can't be sure. The tape is blurry. It's not strong enough evidence to go accusing people like that. Delroy told you back in October.
Well, Alice got sent down for less.
But you don't know it's Alan.
I do. I'm sure of it. And the police seem to agree. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sat in a cell right now, would he?
Does Del know you called the police?
I can think for myself, Kwame.
Does he?
No, he doesn't. But I had to do it. Come on. I mean, a young man like Alice went to prison instead of Alan. It's not right.
Whoa, what's going on, Marilyn? I can hear you shouting from outside.
That Alan, he's been taken in by the police for questioning. He set the fire.
We don't know that, Marilyn. You're jumping to conclusion.
What? So all that time I was banged up and he was strutting round here like the big man with his house being done up free of charge.
It's in the hands of the police now, Alice. Let them sort it out.
I just can't believe it. How could he do that? Living with all that guilt, knowing he'd ruined my life.
He hasn't been charged yet, Alice. They're just questioning him. Don't make your judgment yet.
Well, people judge me quick enough, Kwame.
Don't do anything silly, love. This is it now. This is your chance for a fresh start.
I don't know what to think. How could he do that? I mean, you, Kwame, sticking up for him like that.
I believe in innocent until proven guilty.
Well, no one extended that courtesy to me, did they?
Okay, love. Just try and calm down a bit. Don't do anything daft now.
I can't think straight. I've got to get out of here. Like.
Poor guy.
Well, just hope this is really the beginning of a new life for him.
Now you can see why I called the police, can't you, Kwame?
Mine isn't the place to judge, Marilyn. We'll just have to see how things turn out from here. But you need to understand, I'll be there to support my friend Alan.
Well, this is my chance to support Alice after I let him down.
Can't get my head around this. The snake, that vile piece of...
Alice! Alice, hang on. Oh, are you okay? You look terrible.
Liv, you'll never believe it. Alan got taken in by the police. They think he set the fire.
Oh, my days. Really? How do you know?
I just walked in on Madeline and Kwame arguing about it.
Well, why do you look so upset? That's a good thing, eh?
Well, I don't know. It's just a lot to take in, like. I mean, one minute you're dropping your nan off on a round-the-world cruise, and then the next you're being told you're off the hook for arson.
Oh, come on, Alice. We all knew you didn't do it.
Yeah, but when everyone else thinks it, you start to believe it, don't you? I mean, I just can't believe it was him. Someone I walk past in the street every day.
Look, never mind him, Alice. Karma never sleeps. Don't let this affect your future.
It's been ages since I could think of having a future. He took it away from me.
Yeah, well, I say, now it's back, so stop wallowing. Think of all the good things you can do, especially with a bit of compensation lying in your pockets.
Compensation?
Yeah. You were wrongly imprisoned. You deserve something.
I hadn't thought of that.
Chicks love a guy with a nice set of wheels. You could get yourself something really good, you know.
Yeah. Or I could start my own business. Or maybe a restaurant or a club. Me and Josh could run it together.
He could be a business partner, and I could be the public face of it all. Think about it. This smile could bring in loads of customers.
Now you're just dreaming, Olivia.
Oh, well, at least I cheered you up for the day.
Yeah, cheers, Liv. I can start to get on with my life now.
Reese! Reese! Over here!
Oh. Hi, Liv. Oh, so good to see you.
Oh, and you. Feels like it's been ages since you were home.
Hang on. Just let me grab this bag.
It's a lot of stuff for a few weeks' leave.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to make sure that I got everything. Could you carry this one? Ta-da!
Oh, Reese. Flowers. Oh, they're beautiful, thank you.
So, how have you been?
Busy. Work is crazy at the moment. How about you, love?
It's been, do you know what? Rather not talk about it. It's just best that we enjoy the time we got together.
You're right.
I've really missed you, Shan. It's like a whole other world away.
I missed you too.
Can't wait to get home.
Hello? Dad? Yeah, I know. I'm on my way to you now. I couldn't get away any sooner. I'm just working past the paddle now. I can't really talk, Dad. I've got all these bags. I can't carry them and talk to you. Oh, great. I just dropped one. There's stuff everywhere. I gotta go. I'll be there soon, okay?
Oh, having a bit of trouble, Lev?
No, I'm fine.
Well, don't look like it. Your stuff's gone everywhere. Look, let me help you, all right?
What do I look like? A damsel in distress? Listen, I don't need your help.
All right, well, anyone ever tell you you look really pretty when you're angry?
Not if they know what's good for them.
Well, that's a lot of hostility you've got going on there.
Well, I'm having a bad day, and you're not making it any better.
Oh, come on, let me help. I'm having a pretty good day myself. It started off quite bad, but now it's... Oh, come on, let me just share the good fortune, innit?
Look, what's your deal? Do you stop and talk to everyone that works down here, or am I just really unlucky?
Oh, look, I saw you struggling, and I wanted to help, all right? Look, here, you dropped this one and this one.
Great, thanks. Now will you just leave me alone? I've got to get down to the bay.
Oh, great, I'll walk with you. I'm going that way anyway, so give me that one and I'll carry it for you.
So you're a stalker as well now?
I think she needs cheering up, so let me take you for a drink. I got some really good news today and I want to celebrate.
Well, I got some really bad news and I just want to be left alone. Now give my bag back and just go away.
Okay, I can tell what I'm being buoyed off. So, any chance of getting your number then? Oh, come on, can I at least have your name?
No!
Oh, what's your name, lad?
Mercedes.
Mercedes.
For the benefit of the tape, please can you confirm your name?
Alan West.
Mr. West, I'm Detective Inspector Peters, and this is Detective Inspector Hawkins. Mr. West, I'm going to question you about the fire which burnt down one of your properties on Sophia Square. You do not have to say anything, however it may harm your defence, if you do not mention when questioned, something you may later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of the tape, Mr. West nodded. The tape can't see you. You will have to speak up. You've been given the opportunity to have legal advice, which you have refused. Is that correct?
Yes.
You may change your mind at any time. Are you happy to proceed?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with the easy ones. This house that burnt down, was it your main residence?
No, I rent it out.
Was it occupied at the time?
No, the tenants had left a couple of weeks before. I was advertising the rooms.
You must have been missing the income it gave you.
Yeah. Well, you managed, didn't you?
Were you managing?
What are you getting at?
Just answer the questions, Mr. West.
I've got other properties. I was getting by.
Weren't you going through a divorce at the time, Mr. West? They can be really expensive, can't they?
They can be.
Was yours?
What's the divorce got to do with the fire? Are you going to arrest me for being a bad husband?
Mr. West, please calm down and answer the question. Was your divorce expensive?
Yes, yes, okay. She bled me dry, took it all. Happy?
Where were you on the night of the fire?
I was at home.
Can anyone vouch for that?
No.
Mr. West, I put it to you that you set the fire and you let Michael Hatfield take the blame and go to prison. Wrong place, wrong time. Is that what happened?
No, that's not what happened. I wasn't there. It was Michael. He's bad news. He's a criminal.
Mr. West, what would you say if I told you we have a videotape which shows Michael Hatfield leaving the scene but no fire? Then you sneak in, and what do you know? Fire.
I want my solicitor.
So, what are we looking for again?
Ugh, this is unbelievable.
What?
Josh, how often do you scan for viruses on this laptop?
Last week.
It says here that your subscription finished last October.
Can you still get on Google?
Yeah, but...
Then don't worry about it then.
It's taken ages, Omar. This laptop is riddled with spyware and malware and God knows what. I've got to get back to work in a minute.
Josh?
What?
I need you to take Levi back to school for me after lunch, love.
I've got to leave for a gig in Swansea later, Mum.
Oh, with your dad being away, I need a bit more help around you.
I'll do that for you, Madeline.
Thank you, Alice. Nice to know someone around you thinks of others before themselves.
Oh, come on, Mum. What's that supposed to mean? That I'm selfish?
I'll leave you boys to it. Thanks, Alice.
You are selfish.
Shut up. Anyway, what are you looking for?
A solicitor, mate.
What for?
For my compo. With Alan questioned by the police, I need to get a lawyer to get that ball rolling for this miscarriage of justice stuff.
How about that one?
Well, I can't afford that one. I've already looked, mate.
Look for a no-win, no-fee.
Oh, here's one there, local. And it seems professional. Pass me my phone, bro. I want to take down the number.
Whoa, whoa, wait for the green man, Levi.
What are you going to do when you go back to school?
I'm painting a robot pirate.
A robot pirate?
Why is Mum taking me back?
Mum's got a lot to do while Dad's away, Levi. But his friend worked with me and Alice, isn't it?
Suppose so.
Yeah, she hasn't been herself since Dad left for Jamaica.
I know, she really misses him.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
There's just no getting away from you, is there?
Oh, it's funny we keep bumping into each other. Must be fate.
Hi.
Oh, Mercedes. This is Hannah.
Hi there.
And this little fella is Levi.
Hello, Levi. Are you on your way back to school?
Yeah, I've got a robot pirate to paint.
That sounds like fun. So I never got your name after our last encounter.
Oh, me? Oh, Michael.
Michael? I thought your name was Alice.
Alice?
Yeah, that's my nickname. You could call me Mike, Michael, Alice, whatever you like, really. So, been shopping again, have you?
Yeah, just popped into town, get a few things for my dad. He isn't having a good time at the moment.
Alice, is that your girlfriend?
Come on, Levi, you're going to be late. Alice, you stay here, I'll walk back with you, Levi. Nice to meet you, Mercedes.
Thanks, Han.
Bye, guys.
Play it cool, Alice.
Shut up.
So.
Here we are.
We are indeed. Anyway, I should...
Fancy a coffee?
Yeah. I got time before I see my dad's.
Cool. There's a place around the corner. I'll carry your bags for you if you want. Don't want a repeat of the other day.
Oh, what a gentleman. Lead the way.
What can I get for you, love?
Oh, just a cup of tea, please.
Okay, I'll be back now.
Leave me alone.
There you go, love.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a lot of leaflets you got there. Who's having a baby?
A friend of mine. I just got these leaflets for her, you know, options.
Oh, your friend doesn't know what to do, huh?
She's young and unsure.
When I had Josh, I was only a girl. I remember being so worried.
Do you regret it?
No, he's the apple of my eye. I couldn't imagine life without him.
Did it ruin any plans you had?
I wouldn't say ruin. It just changed things, that's all. Tell your friend that whatever she decides, it's not the end of the world. Life goes on, Summer.
It's a big decision.
Well, you're not wrong there, love. It's life-changing. But it doesn't have to be a bad thing.
It feels like it is. I mean, that's what she told me anyway.
Look, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but let's talk honestly, shall we? I can tell you're upset, and I'm pretty sure those leaflets aren't for your friend.
No, they're not. They're for me.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. I was younger than you are when I had Josh.
Really?
It wasn't easy, I can tell you. My family weren't exactly happy either.
What happened?
Well, they got over it eventually. And they saw how perfect my little boy was, and they couldn't help but fall in love with him.
So you think I should have the baby?
Oh, I can't tell you what to do. You've got to be strong to have a baby when you're so young. Everything will change. Can you cope with that?
I don't feel very strong right now.
Well, you might just surprise yourself.
Maybe.
Well, what about the father? I was lucky to have Del by my side. Have you got that?
Well, the father...
I'm sorry, Lev. I just got to go and get this. Hiya, Lev. You all right? How's Mama? Oh, never. Well, the hospital's the best place for her, isn't it? I told her she should have had that looked at when she was over here last, didn't I? Well, at least she wouldn't have had to pay, Del. She worked here. Yeah, I'm okay. Just tired, that's all. It's been busy, but Alice has been helping out. Yeah, it's been fine. Yeah, everyone's all right. Levi's off over Sean's house after school to hang out with a soldier guy. What's his name? That's him, Reese. What's that, Del? Now, you know I can't come over. We can't afford all of us to come, and I'll leave in Levi. No. Well, you never guess who you might bump into, though, down Kingston Market. Mary. Yeah, serious, you're running around the world cruise. I'm not lying. Of course I'm missing you. Oi, you should be thinking like that with your mother so bad. All right, you're okay. I love you too. Bye-bye, love. Bye.
You know how to set up the computer, Levi?
Yes, easy. Reese, you have a gun?
I do.
Cool. Have you ever shot at someone?
Have I ever shot at someone?
Levi, do you want some fish fingers and waffles?
Yeah.
What game have you got there?
Warfighter 5.
I don't know if I want to play that.
Why?
I'm just not very good at games.
So, when are you going back to the army?
I'm not in the army, I'm in the RAF.
Next month, isn't it?
Yeah, babe. It's a little loud.
Come on, Reese, I'll show you how to play.
It's a little violent for a young boy.
It's not real.
It's quite realistic.
Reese, watch me shoot this guy.
Ketchup. We haven't got any ketchup. I should go down the shop.
Don't worry, babe. I went shopping this morning.
Reese, watch me throw this grenade.
Have you got any other games?
Yeah, at home. Have you ever thrown a real grenade?
Okay, turn it off. Let's do something else.
Come on, Reese, let him play his game.
Are you deaf? Turn it off! Turn it off now! I just don't want to hear it anymore!
Reese, what's gotten into you? You're scaring Levi!
I told him to turn it off. I don't want to see it.
Well, it's certainly off now.
Sorry, Levi. Sorry, mate. Here, it's not broken. The batteries just fell out. Don't be scared, Levi. I just don't like video games, that's all.
I want to go home.
Morning, soldier. You're up early.
Post's here.
What do you fancy for breakfast, love? I was thinking pancakes. Bill. Oh, look, a postcard from Mary. Wow, look at the size of the cruise ship. I'm so jealous. I'd love some time in the sun. Shall I read it out?
Not now, love.
Oh, come on.
I said not now. Later, okay?
Okay, there's no need to bite my head off.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Reese?
Nothing.
Is it about last night?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's all right, Reese. I'm a nurse. Trust me, it happens to a lot more men than you'd think.
I just got out of bed the wrong side this morning, that's all. I'm sorry I snapped. I tell you what, how about we have a day out, just the two of us?
Really?
Yeah, come on, it's a lovely day. We could go for a picnic or something.
Oh, a picnic? Are you sure you're feeling all right, love?
Yeah, Shan, honestly, I'm fine. Come on, where do you want to go?
All right, how about Caerphilly?
Yeah, really don't feel like driving if I'm honest, Shan. I was thinking more like Butte Park.
Okay.
I mean, we could go to Caerphilly if you want.
No, no, Butte Park's fine. Oh, it'd be lovely to spend the day together. I want your love. I want
your love.
What's he doing back around here? Oi! I want a word with you.
I'm just minding my own business here, Marilyn. Why don't you do the same?
You got a nerve showing your face around you after what you did to poor Michael.
Michael?
You know who I mean. After what you did to Alice.
Oh, yeah? And what exactly am I supposed to have done to
poor Michael?
You framed him, Alan.
I never framed anyone. If anything, I'm a victim here. My house got burnt down, remember?
You burnt the house down yourself, mate.
Why on earth would I do that? I make good money off that property. I should be suing Alice for loss of earnings.
You really have no morals or dignity, do you? You make me sick.
Oh, don't give me that self-righteous saint act. I don't remember you defending Alice when he was locked up.
That was different. How was I supposed to know?
Even after he got out, you still didn't want your precious kids anywhere near him.
How dare you? My kids have nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I know your type. All high and mighty. Just because he'd been to jail, you didn't want Josh hanging around with Alice. Couldn't even give him the benefit of the doubt. And now all of this is because you feel guilty.
You know nothing about me.
I know you weren't there for Alice when he needed you. And now you're pointing the finger at me to make yourself feel better. Well, next time you feel like judging someone, maybe you should look at yourself first.
There's something wrong with you, mate.
Like I said, I'm just trying to mind my own business. You should do the same.
I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi. It's me, Summer. I'm sorry I haven't been texting back or answering your calls. It's just I've had a lot on my mind. I need to tell you. This is so hard. I think I'm pregnant. No, that's a stupid thing to say. I don't think I'm pregnant. I know. We need to talk, I guess. I don't think I'm going to keep it. I can't, and I've got uni and... Just a minute. I'm sorry, I've got to go.
Were you on the phone? Who was it?
Oh, no one really. A friend from home. I was just leaving a voicemail.
Well, good. I was starting to get worried you were talking to yourself. First sign of madness, that is. So?
So what?
Come on. I don't believe that was a friend from home. Who are you talking to?
None of your business.
Why are you being so touchy?
I'm not being touchy.
You're being really secretive, too.
I just want some privacy. Is that so much to ask?
And this is you when you're not being touchy?
I'm not in the mood, Charlie.
Okay, let's talk about something else. I thought you had a lecture today.
I'm not going.
Feeling sick?
No.
That'll be the morning sickness, probably.
I said I'm not feeling sick. Don't you ever listen.
Well, excuse me for showing an interest.
Dear Sean and Reese, I wish you were here. I'm having so much fun. By the time you read this, I'll be in Madrid and the limbo trophy will be mine.
Mary, do a limbo? That's one mental image I can do without.
I know. She says she's been trying all the treatments at the spa and is rather taken by a young French cocktail waiter. Mm. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I won't keep you. I'm sure you newlyweds have better things to do than sit around reading postcards, if you know what I mean. Oh my gosh, what's she like?
What do you mean by that?
You're sincerely Mary. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Oh, good for Mary.
What did you mean by that?
What?
The last part.
You're sincerely Mary.
No, you know the bit I mean, about us having better things to do. What did you mean?
I didn't mean anything, I'm just reading a postcard.
You try and do something nice for someone. Try to get your mind off things, and all you can do is throw sarcastic comments in my face.
It was just a stupid joke, it wasn't about you.
You're having a nice day, and you had to go and ruin it. I've had enough, I'm going home.
Reese, wait!
Rhys, where are you going? Come back.
You're going to love the food here.
Yeah, that's what Josh said, but I'm not so sure, to be honest.
Just wait till you try the raw fish.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
Nope, but you want to hear my sushi joke?
Go on then, hit me.
Did you hear about the sushi restaurant that caters to lawyers?
Nope.
It's called Susumi.
Oh my God, that is so bad. Like,
that's the best sushi joke you're ever going to hear.
It's funny you should bring up lawyers, actually. I've been looking at claim solicitors all day.
What for? Did you have an accident?
Well, not exactly. All right, look, I know this is going to sound really, really bad, Jay, but I want to be honest with you from the start, all right? I've not long been out of prison, but I didn't do it, all right? I know everyone says that, but really, I didn't. It turns out I might have a claim, you know, for compensation and that. It's like a miscarriage of justice.
I see.
Oh, okay, fine. Look, well, I understand. I guess if you don't want to see me again, I get it, all right? It's just...
Listen, Alice, it's okay, honestly. I understand. Sit back down.
What? Really?
Something similar happened to someone close to me. My dad, actually. The police think he did something he didn't do, and I know he didn't. I just hope he's not in trouble, that's all.
I know how he feels. Look, if I can help in any way...
Thank you, it's fine. Family stuff, you know. It's just nice to talk about it with someone. So come on, what do you fancy?
Sorry?
To eat.
Oh! Right. Okay, well, let's have a look. Salmon teriyaki, I've heard of that. Oh my God, look at that picture. That should be hanging off the end of a fishing rod, not sitting on a plate.
Why don't I order for you? Do you trust me?
No.
Hugh? What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? You had me worried sick. You left me that answer machine message and... never answered when I called back, and when you didn't show up for your lecture again, I didn't know what to think. Are you okay?
Oh, God, I knew I shouldn't have left that message.
No, it's all right, Summer. I'm glad you did. It's true, then. What you told me, you're...
Yeah, it's true.
It's okay, Summer, it's okay. I'll take care of you. I know it's early days, and we haven't really been able to shout our relationship, but things can be different now.
It's hardly a relationship. We've only seen each other outside of class a couple of times. What are you saying?
This was meant to happen, Summer. This is a good thing.
Oh, God.
I'll look after you. You and the baby. I promise.
Close the door, will you, Summer? You're letting a draft in.
Oh. Hello, sir. It's a bit extracurricular, isn't it? House visits to your students.
Summer, haven't you told them?
Funny enough, no. I didn't want to tell anyone.
Soon we're going to have no choice. People are going to be asking who the father is.
You? Oh my God, Summer, I thought it was going to be some nerd from your course. But you've been at it with a lecturer. Fair play.
Do you mind? I'd like to talk to Summer in private.
I think you've done enough with Summer in private.
I can't.
You've upset her now. I hope you're happy. What did you say to her?
Summer, I just want to do the right thing. I want to be a father to our kid.
You should go.
Summer.
You heard her. Get lost.
All right, Shan, I'm here. What's the big emergency?
Oh, Liv, thanks for coming over. I don't know what to do.
Oh, my days. What's the matter, Liv? Come on, let's go and sit down.
I don't know where he is. He's been gone all night. I don't know where he is.
Okay, calm down now, Shan. You are. Here's a tissue, hun. Okay. Now, tell me what's happened.
We had a fight yesterday at the park and we stormed off. I didn't even realise we were actually having a fight, but he started shouting at me and left. He wouldn't come back and I couldn't catch up.
Okay, and have you tried calling him?
His phone just goes straight to answer phone. I've left messages, I've texted, nothing.
So what are you saying? He just left you in the park?
Well, obviously I did something wrong. He doesn't have a temper. He's so kind and calm.
Shan, well, I remember at the wedding, he did let off pretty bad. Seems to me like he might have a temper.
That's not fair. You don't know him. The wedding was a lovely day.
Look, I'm just saying, he saw blood and after the fight, he proper lost it.
Why are you having a go, Olivia? Can't you see I'm worried sick?
Of course I can, hun. Look, Shan, I'm on your side. I just think perhaps there's more going on than just one little fight.
Well, it wasn't just one fight, I suppose. It started in the morning. He didn't want to talk about it. Well, I suppose it happened the night before. Or didn't happen, if you know what I mean.
Right, I see.
Well, he wouldn't talk about it, and when I pushed it, he suggested we go for a picnic. I thought it sounded like a lovely idea, so I thought everything was okay again. Must be him.
And what's he saying?
It's just from my sister asking if he's back yet.
Shan, come on, let's think about this. Let's break it down. He was upset about something that didn't happen in the bedroom. Well, that's not exactly a reason to leave you in the park by yourself. I wouldn't have that.
Well, maybe I wasn't being very sensitive.
Has there been anything else, Shan? You can tell me. Has he done anything like this before? Come on.
No, of course not.
Shan.
Well, maybe. The other day, Levi was here and he wanted to play his game and it was really loud and Reese didn't like it.
Levi, what are you doing in my controller?
Leave him alone, Josh. He's not feeling well.
Did it come on just after you broke my controller? Can't get out of it by playing sick.
Josh, stop shouting at your brother. Can't you see he's not very well? Maybe I should give Shan a quick call, see if she can come over and have a look at you, yeah?
No!
See, he's just faking it.
If you're really not well, you could spend the day with her and Reese. They won't mind looking after you. I've got so much to do with your father away, babe.
I don't want to go over there. I don't like it.
Since when? You're always asking to go around and play with a soldier.
I don't want to go over there anymore. I just don't like it.
Hey, little man. Don't get upset.
Hannah, Josh, you two, go and sort out those dishes for me, please.
What? They're not even my dishes.
Come on, Josh. Carry these.
Levi, did something happen the other night when you was over Shan's?
No. Can I go now? I want to go back to bed.
Not yet, love. Tell me what happened. I won't be angry.
Nothing happened. I didn't do anything.
I know, babe. So why are you so upset then?
He shouted at me.
What, because you broke the controller?
I didn't break it. He did. He flew across the room. He didn't like my game, so he shouted at me and broke the controller.
Oh, my poor baby. You must have been so scared.
Oh, my days. So he just threw it? Did he hurt you? He sounds really violent, Shan, you know.
Oh, don't be so silly. He wouldn't hurt me. He loves me.
Listen, this is really serious. Has he always been like this? You know, like when you first met, I mean?
No. He's always been so lovely. He's a real gentle soul. Oh, Liv, I just want to know he's okay.
Okay, okay. Let's think about this. So, have you called any of his family yet?
He doesn't really have any. An aunt in London somewhere, but they're not close.
You know what? He could have gone back to the base, you know, if you tried calling the sergeant thingy.
No, I didn't think of that. Liv, that's a great idea. He put the number on a piece of paper and left it in the drawer in case I needed it. Here it is. Oh, hello. This is Shan Andrews, Reese Andrews' wife. I was wondering whether he'd come back to base at all. I'm a bit worried. We had an argument and I... What? But that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean he's not in the RAF anymore?
Dad? Dad, you in? I brought round some more food for you. There you are. I was just saying I brought round some more food for you. I put it in the freezer.
You're good to your old dad, aren't you, Mercedes?
Someone's got to be. Who knows what would happen to you if I left you look after yourself?
Thanks, love. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I hate seeing you like this, Dad. You should get out of the house a bit more.
I was questioned by the police, love. Everyone at the square hates me. I don't want to go out more.
But it's ridiculous. It's obvious they made a mistake. You didn't do it, and everyone knows it. Why would you burn down your own house?
Not everyone has your faith in me.
I was talking to somebody last night. They were telling me, go to a solicitor, Dad. Tell him about being falsely accused. You never know, you might even be entitled to some compensation.
Who are you talking to about this? It's a private family matter, Mercedes.
Oh, come on, Dad. I didn't say much about it. They were talking about something that happened to them. And I just thought it might help, that's all.
Sorry, I know you're just trying to help.
Maybe we go find someone to talk to tomorrow. What do you think? Try sort it all out. Maybe the solicitor you got ain't really that good.
It's no use, Mercedes. It's just no use.
Oh, come on, Dad. Don't give up now. We got to fight this. We can't have him thinking you're guilty.
But I am guilty.
What?
I am guilty.
Stop, Dad. You don't mean that.
I set the fire.
No, you didn't. Why would you say that?
I needed the money. Your mother was divorcing me. She was bleeding me dry. All I had left was the house.
But you've always had money. You've never been hard up.
I didn't have a choice. I needed to provide for you. You wanted to do your studies, and I did what I had to do.
My studies?
Well, your mother wasn't going to pay for you, was she? She was off with a toy boy and couldn't care less about you and your future. I did, though. I wanted the best for my little girl.
So you committed arson?
And you went to university, and I'm so proud of you. I don't regret it, Mercedes, because I look at you and see how well you've done, and I know I couldn't have given you everything you needed without that money.
Don't put this on me, Dad. What sort of a person does that? Commits a crime and then blames a daughter?
I'm not blaming you. I just want you to understand why I did it. I wanted you to have everything. I wanted you to have a future and a career.
But it's all a lie now. You made my life a lie.
So is Levi okay?
Yeah, he's brained up a lot now. I think keeping that secret is making him more upset.
I'm glad he's cheered up.
Yeah, Josh and Anna are looking after him. I was on my way around there now to give them a piece of my mind before you called me in.
Well, I'm glad I got to you before you knocked the door. I've been round to see Sean. She's not in a good way. Reese hasn't been home all night.
Oh, well, thank God I didn't go storming around there then. She must be worried already. There's something not right with that man of hers.
Olivia's there now. She's taking care of her.
So what exactly happened then?
I can't go into detail, Marilyn. It's between Sean and Reese.
Sometimes it seems like things are going from bad to worse.
Yeah.
It gets me down, you know?
You got to have faith. Things might be difficult for Sean and Reese, but they're in love. That will guide them through. You've got to see the good in people and positive in situations.
I'm struggling, Kwame. I really am. I mean, look at this thing with Alice and Alan. I had an argument with Alan in the street yesterday.
You didn't?
Well, I couldn't believe he showed his face around here again.
Alan is going through a lot, and accusing him in the street isn't going to help.
Well, that's just the thing. He ended up accusing me.
Oh?
He said I wasn't there for Alice, and I judged him, and I wouldn't let him anywhere near my kids.
And that hurt you?
Oh, yeah, it did. And it's true. I mean, he's right. I did those things. And I'm worried I've just done the same thing to Alan. I've judged him, and now I'm not sure I've done the right thing.
So you make some mistake. Everyone makes mistake. It's what you do next that counts. It's how you learn from them.
I'm not sure I've learned anything from it, though.
You will.
I'm not sure I know what's right anymore. I thought the right thing to do was to keep Josh away from Alice. I thought I was doing the best for my child, but I turned out to be wrong.
You're a good mother, Marilyn, and you're trying to protect and look out for your children, and that's the right thing to do.
Oh, thanks, Kwame. Do you know what? I'm so sorry. I've probably put you in a difficult situation yet again. You're Alan's friend, and it can't be easy staying impartial and being in the middle like this.
I'm here for everyone. Everyone who needs my help.
Kwame?
Yes?
Do you think he did it? Do you think I've made a mistake, or do you think he set the fire and blamed it on Alice?
I believe the truth will come out soon enough. We've just got to have faith in people and believe we're good in them.
Here, have a cuppa. You've gone really quiet. Talk to me, Mercedes.
It's a lot to take in, Dad. You're my hero, you know. I looked up to you, and now you're just a criminal.
I'm not a criminal. I'm a man who wants to do the best for his daughter. You're more precious to me than anything else in this world. I'd do anything for you.
I never wanted you to do this for me. I didn't want you to break the law.
But you were happy to go to uni.
That's not fair. I had no idea where that money came from. I thought you earned it, Dad.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant seeing you that happy convinced me I'd done the right thing.
But it's not the right thing. It's the wrong thing. It's very, very wrong. You should turn yourself in, Dad.
No, I'm not doing that. Then you'd be all alone.
But they'll find out you did it. They'll arrest you. You'll be in prison even longer. If you admit, it'll be easier for you, Dad.
No, I can't do it. They'll make me pay back all the money. Where am I going to get it from?
I don't know.
No, I need to sort this out another way.
Dad, I don't like this. We should do the right thing.
Do you want me to go to prison?
No, of course not, but...
Then you must trust me, Mercedes. I've done all of this to keep us together as a family and to look after you. You have to trust me that I'll sort this out.
The doctor will see you now. Just through there, please.
Hello, take a seat. And what seems to be the problem?
I'm not well. I think I need help.
You're home.
Yeah.
Reese, I've been so worried. I called the police and the hospitals. I've been worried sick.
I'm fine, Shan.
Well, I'm not. Why, Reese? Why do you disappear like that? Was it something I did?
Baby, it has nothing to do with you.
It's another woman, isn't it?
No.
tell the truth, Rhys.
It's not another woman. Can you just shut up for one moment? Please.
So where have you been?
Walking.
You've been gone for 2 days. That's one hell of a walk. Anything could have happened to you.
I was fine. I can handle myself.
Whatever it is, we can get through this.
Look, Sian, this is really hard for me to say. I'm not in the Air Force anymore, and I'm not going back.
I know. I was so worried about you, I called your barracks and they told me. Didn't tell me why, though.
I was discharged on medical grounds.
Oh my gosh, Reese, are you okay? Are you sick? What's wrong?
It's just the things I've seen, Sian. It's the horror of it all, the blood. It's always there, you know, it never goes away. I close my eyes and I see it. A loud sound goes off and I hear it. I sleep and I dream it. Always playing in my mind. I'm just reliving it on a daily basis.
Oh, and
I told you about my friend Gary.
He was going to be your best man at our wedding.
My oldest friend. Known him since I was a kid. One night we were patrolling close to our base. 1 second me and Gary were just talking and then...
Go on, please.
I couldn't see anything, just the sound. This loud chain of shots. I looked down and Gary was laying there, you know, covered in blood, screaming. It was just horrific. He's still screaming, you know. I can hear him. Every day. I need to stop. Because I don't know how much more I'm gonna take.
Babe, can you...
Don't say nothing.
Cleaning the house, eh? Oh, God, your parents aren't coming again, are they, Summer?
No.
Oh, please don't scare me like that again. So, why the cleaning?
I know why she's cleaning.
Oh, do tell. And we haven't had guest?
Might be.
It's not the landlord, is it?
No.
The arsonist. What?
Haven't you heard? He got carted off to the cop shop the other day. I heard he was being all uncooperative and giving the police problems, and then that priest guy was giving the police hassle, and then they started wrestling right there in the street, tag-team style.
I don't know which part of that to believe.
That Levi kid from the cafe told me. I don't know whether to believe him about the wrestling, but he did say he was arrested and threw away the key.
I saw Alan this morning in the shop.
Oh, he's out then? Already?
Come on, Summer. Tell us who's coming over today. We're going to be here anyway.
Okay. It's Hugh.
As in, the father of your child, who? Or, until he was recently known, Dr. Llewellyn?
Look, I'd be really grateful if both of you would stay out of the way when Hugh gets here. You've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, what? There's a programme on telly I wanted to watch.
It's only one evening, Harry. Please?
Perhaps this one time when blowing your student loan on beer and a flat screen for your room is a good thing. Summer, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah. I've been thinking and we need to talk.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing and listen. I'm here for you. I'll be on hand to kick him out at any time.
Charlie, I want you to keep out of the way too.
What? I really want to hear what happens.
You can always watch TV with me and drink beer.
Oh, brilliant.
Get a free drink with any meal with this flyer at the Casablanca Cafe. World famous cuisine. Oh, there you go, mate. Get a free drink. Well, look who it is. Who framed Alice Hatfield, huh?
I didn't frame you.
You know, ever since I found out about you, Alan, I've been thinking about exactly what I was going to say to you next.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't do anything, mate. Just watch me go to prison or so for something I didn't do. Turns out you're the guilty one.
There's no proof.
The police don't seem to think so. And neither does anyone round here.
Get out of my face. If you didn't go to prison for that, you'd still be locked up for something else anyway.
Oh, don't judge me, Firestarter.
Firestarter? Me? You're the criminalist. You always were and you always will be.
Oh, you son of a... Break it up, you break it up. Break it up, Dio. Go on. Go on. Yeah. Get off. Break it up. Go off me.
This isn't the place for it. This is a good neighbourhood, and you two are just acting like fools.
There's only one fool here, mate. I've had enough of this. I hope you get what you deserve, mate. I really do.
Haha, whatever.
What was that about?
He punched me and accused me of starting the fire.
The boy has a right to be angry.
Not at me. I'm innocent until proven guilty. There's no evidence. I've got to go.
Where were you going?
I've got something to attend to.
I'll get it.
Charlie!
Hi, Hugh. Come on in.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for inviting me around.
Who's that I hear? Visitors?
I thought he was going to stay in his room.
I thought you were both staying in your rooms.
Good to see you off campus. Can I get you something to drink, Hugh? Can I call you Hugh?
Yes, that's fine.
So, Hugh, are you a beer man?
Yeah, sure.
Good, because that's all we've got in the fridge at the moment.
Here you go, buddy. So, Hugh, here's the thing.
The thing?
Yeah, the thing. I may need an extension on my essay, but the problem was...
Let's go somewhere private to talk, shall we?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah, Priest. How did you sleep, darling?
I slept a little. I was so tired.
Are you hungry?
I'm starving.
Good. Because I've done your favourite homemade fish cakes.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, love.
Reese?
Yes, hon?
I've been looking for help for you and for your illness.
That's sweet of you, love, but I've seen a doctor and he's going to help me.
That's a great place to start. There's so much out there. Babe, you can trust me. I'm a nurse, after all. I've been looking online at some of the groups I know about. It's not an uncommon thing to happen to soldiers.
I don't know that many people going through what I am.
Post-traumatic stress can be treated, and you're certainly not alone, Reese. There are different types of therapy that can help you, and medication.
I told you I'm going to try, and I will.
I've got a few numbers I want you to call. This one's for combat stress. They're funded by the MOD. And there's Healing the Wounds. They're a local charity. You will call them, won't you?
Yes, darling, I will. Tomorrow. Tonight, I just want a nice night in with my beautiful wife.
We're going to make it work, aren't we? No more secrets, okay?
You got it, babe. I love you so much.
I love you too.
It's a nice room. Like the film posters.
Sorry it's a bit of a mess, but I wanted to get away from those two.
They're probably pressed up against the door trying to hear.
I wouldn't put it past them. Listen, you...
No, Summer, let me talk. I didn't really get to say what I wanted to the other day. I know we haven't been seeing each other very long, but I really like you.
I like you too, but it's complicated now.
I know, but it's not impossible. I don't want to get rid of this baby, Summer. I really don't. I want to keep it, and I want us to give this relationship a proper go.
That's just it. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I know you're not sure, but we should at least give it a shot. We got on really well, didn't we?
Yes, but...
At least think about it. We'd be great together.
I don't need to think about it.
Summer, please.
No, Hugh, you're not listening. I don't need to think about it, because I want this baby too.
Really?
Yeah. And I want to carry on what we started.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. I can't believe it. Was that in your garden?
Hang on, let's have a look. No, it's next door. I think someone's trying to break into the shed.
Oh yeah, what's he doing?
He's coming out with a bag of something. Hang on, that's my landlord. And that's the stuff we put in Mary's shed for storage.
What's your landlord doing smashing into someone's shed?
Actually... Harry said he was taken in by the police earlier in the week. It can't be good that he's breaking and entering.
I think perhaps we should call the police.
Yeah, I'll do it now. Hello? Police, please. There's someone breaking into my neighbour's shed. I think you should send someone round. No, I realise it's probably not a priority, but I think it might be important. His name is Alan West, and he was taken in for questioning earlier this week. It could be connected. No, he's leaving now. I can see him going over the fences. He's going back to his own house. Yeah, it's on Sophia Square. The address is...
Hiya, love.
We all sat round the table.
Yeah, we've all eaten. Oh, we miss you too, Del.
Mom, I want to talk to Dad.
Hang on, I'm going to pass you the phone now, Levi.
Dad, I've drawn you this cool picture in school. Yeah, it's a robot pirate. And guess what? Alice has a girlfriend. She calls him Michael. Did you know his name was Michael?
Come on, you. Stop gossiping.
Gossiping? You're a fire one to talk, Mum. You love a gossip. Pass the phone, Levi.
Got to go, Dad. Love you. You're the best.
Hey, old man. How's it going? Okay. And Grandma? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Me? I've been getting some gigs over Swansea way. Yeah, it's going well. Okay. Here's Hannah.
Hi, Dad. Oh, it's good to hear your voice. Uni's going well. Top of my class.
Yo, looks like something's going on outside.
What is it?
Police, I think. You've got to go, Dad. Something's kicking off outside.
Did you hear something outside then?
Nope. I didn't hear a thing. Because my full attention was on you.
You can be really cheesy sometimes, you know. I have to be honest, I really didn't believe you when you said you could cook, but this was amazing.
Well, it looks like a stint in HMP wasn't wasted after all.
Really? Is that where you learnt?
Well, it sure is. I've picked some things up working at the Casablanca as well. Del and Madeline, they sure know how to cook.
Oh, you're close to them, aren't you?
Yeah, they're pretty much family now. Nan's always been there for me, but other than that, I haven't got any other family. Del and Madeline are like parents to me.
Oh, that's nice. It's just me and my dad, really. My mum's around, but she's never really been that interested in me.
Oh, so you're a daddy's girl, are you?
Definitely. He's always looked after me. He's not perfect, but he always puts me first, you know.
Well, he sounds like a good guy.
He has his moments, but yeah, he's a good guy.
So, it's funny to think at the beginning of the week you wouldn't even tell me your name. And now I've got you telling me your deepest, darkest secret.
You think a bit of family history is my deepest, darkest secret? There's plenty more you don't know about me, Michael.
Oh, interesting.
That sounds close.
Ignore it.
No, listen. It sounds really close. There's police out on the square.
Well, as long as they're not coming in here, it's okay with me.
Oh, what's going on? I'm worried.
All right, hang on. I'll go and have a look. You stay there and don't move.
And anything you do say may be given in evidence.
Get off me, I'm innocent.
You are breaking your bail conditions. In the car, Mr. West.
I wasn't breaking an entrance, she was minding something for me. She told me I could collect it.
What, this?
I haven't seen that before.
We found it when we were searching your house. Stinks of petrol. Not good for a suspected arsonist.
What's happening, Mum?
Alan, he's done something bad, Levi.
Everyone stand back and give us some room. Mr. West, get into the car.
Alan, I'll drive to the police station and meet you there.
I'm not getting into the car. I've done nothing wrong.
About time. Scum. Criminal.
Michael, what's going on? Stop. Stop. What are you doing?
Mercedes.
Stop it. Leave him alone. Stop. You can't arrest him.
Mercedes.
Stop. Where are you taking him?
He's coming down the station.
Whoa. Mercedes, what's wrong?
He's my dad.
Square starred Scott Travers as Alan, Asha Dahani as Kwame, Sule Rimi as Alice, Donna Sabanda as Marilyn, Jen Ashton as Sean, Gaz Thomas as Reese, Chanel Acti as Olivia, Bryony Anderson as Charlie, Melissa Edmonds as Summer, Louise as Mercedes, John Chase as Josh, Reese Edwards as Harry, Nazarene Dahani as Hannah, Tabani Sabanda as Levi, and Stuart Reese as Hugh. The receptionist was played by Alison Plant, the doctor by Steve Devereaux, and the policeman by Jeremy Rees. It was written by Alison Plant, Gaz Thomas and Stuart Rees, and directed at the Radio Cardiff Studios by Alison Plant. Sophia Square was produced by Rees Phillips, the programme advisor was Jeremy Rees, and the editor was Alison Plant.